there, welcome to Game Chat, the video game book club on the internet. This week we're talking about, well, this is our first week out of three, talking about Bugsnax. Bugsnax was released back in November of 2020, developed and published by Young Horses with help from Fangamer on the publishing side. It's available on PS4, Mac, PC, PS5, and... oh, that's it. I added Mac in there twice in my notes. A little summary of the game is Bugsnax is an adventure video game developed by independent game studio Young Horses, which I've already told you. In the game, players explore a mysterious island and attempt to find and capture the eponymous half-bug, half-snack creatures called Bugsnax. There we go.
Oh, I get it now.
What do you think?
No.
Just don't even
making a joke. Move on.
Okay. Wow. So for those listening, you know that every week of our podcast we do introductions, so you know who, so you kind of get a feel for who you're listening to, as well as we answer an intro question that usually has to do with the game that we're discussing. This week, our question is: if your favorite snack was a bug, what would it be? So I'll go, what kind of bug would it be? And starting at the top.
This is the top, otherwise known as Franco. Oh boy. The all concept of bug. I'm gonna cheat and say a gnat so I can just inhale it and get it over with.
Wow. Frank, so like, I mean,
what kind of snack would it be though?
But like a bug snack.
A light one. Oh, a bug snack. Oh, the bug, you're talking
like
about
the game we're playing?
Oh, that's I misinterpreted the question entirely.
Not that you
then.
Have to. No. I wasn't going for if you ate a bug, what bug would it be? No.
I got to change my answer too.
See?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, okay. God, that's a tough one. You know what? I thought for a second it was that question, and I actually come up with a complicated answer. I said, in this game, so far, what I've encountered, there's like a couple categories. So I have to go with the main course, which would be the riblets and the spud. And then the snack. I haven't caught one yet, but the cheesy poofs are just... I'm dying to get a cheesy poof.
Mm-hmm. They're wonderful.
The sounds in this game are outstanding.
Cheesy. They're so good.
All right, thank you. Next.
This is up and hacking up along over here. gosh. I mean, like, just every bug snack in this game. I was playing a little bit today and I was just like, this is not the game to play when you're hungry.
No.
It really isn't. I guess I originally took the question as create, like if we made a bug snack, I guess.
Yeah.
I
don't know. You can do that too.
So, it wasn't that far ahead, but something, an image did pop in my head. I'm like, that's perfect. And I don't know what it'd be called. Someone smarter could come up with a name. But bagel bite. Like a pepperoni. It's a bagel bite. It's a ladybug.
Oh. That's so cute. I love it.
I don't know what I'd call it, but I would eat it.
Legal bite? Or a... That sounds very lame. I can't.
We'll workshop and come back next week.
Maybe it's like a bagel bug.
Yeah, you know? a bagel bug is probably better.
Bug.
Don't make it too complicated. All right, thank you. Next. Madeline.
Oh. Hi, this is Kevin. Some sort of hot pretzel bug or soft pretzel bug.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
I know that they have like a bag of, like, talking about the actual good pretzel.
Nice. Thank you. Next.
This is Madeline. I was trying to figure out a way to do, like, a slug and bug. Because there's no really, like, there's, like, the rootle, I guess, is kind of the closest thing, but it's almost more like a worm than a slug. But also make it, like a fruit smoothie or something, and then have it leave, like, smoothie smears all over wherever. I thought that would be funny. I mean, they have, the cinna snail, but then really leave, like, icing trails or anything like that. So, have no idea on a name.
Yum. All right. Thank you. Next.
This is Chris. Just in the game itself, I did like the Raspies.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the way they sounded.
Mm-hmm.
You got near them. The Sandipede was pretty nice
too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would bump you.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to catch that yet, but
I did realize that there's, like, these names are just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've gotten to it yet, but there's the Scoopy Binoopy.
Yes.
I just feel like they just gave up at that point with names. But I think if I had
they reached their peak.
Yeah. if I had to come up with something. One of like my go-to snacks is beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
So probably something along those lines, whether it be in a bag, like, oh, wait, actually there is a, now that I see looking at the list, there's a, although it doesn't have a very good name, it's just a snack pod. And then
snack pods in different versions. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think that with just a little bit more brain power, you could come up with something a little better.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. This is Steph. I think one of my favorite snacks is M&M's. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking like, you know, and I could just, at first I was thinking like, just like, you know, like a fly or something, a gnat, and just like for just one M&M. But then I thought, you know, M&Ms are really best, at least to me, if you eat like at least two at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that you could do like a centipede where there's like three of them together.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be an eminipede.
I love it.
Yeah.
Be like multiple different colors.
And that way you could just pop it in your mouth and there's three M&Ms and you're good. You're good to go.
Then your arm turns into an M&M.
Yes. Oh, handfuls? I mean, sometimes. I guess it depends on like where I'm at in my like M&M frenzy, you know?
I mean,
at first I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to be sensible and eat just one at a time. And then
more than like 5 seconds.
If I'm watching something though, it's like, it just starts getting two at a time. It's like popcorn, you know, first you're like one piece.
And popcorn.
Oh, very good combination.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, thank y'all. We'll move on to our discussion. Beginning discussions of bug snacks. So for those listening, bug snacks isn't a very linear game. You can kind of, you know, I mean, there are things like your main quest stop. You also have side quests you can do. And you can kind of fool around with a bunch of side quests and not move on with the main quest. There's really not like a time limit on these things usually. So I just kind of had everyone play about 3-ish hours of the game. And we're just going to just kind of, like, we'll talk about mechanics first. And then we'll, you know, just kind of go from there and just kind of round table it and talk about what we went to, what happened to us, to our, well, you know, in our, what happened in our playthrough, in that 3-ish hours. And we'll do that for the next couple of weeks too. Starting with the nitty gritty of like gameplay and mechanics, what were you, how did everything work for you? There are several things in this game, as far as mechanics go. I mean, you know, you have like, of course, your Bugsnax camera. Let's start with that. How did you like the camera function? Did you have any problems with it?
But my only thought is I wish they used a different, at least on the PS4, it was the R3. And it was it's tough to remember, and it's sometimes I just hate those, the R3 and the L3, they're just a little difficult to get used to using them all the time.
Yeah. With the PS5, it was, that's right, the R3 pushing. I didn't have too much problems with that.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish, go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just saying that I kind of like having like the R3 do stuff and the L3 do stuff every once in a while, because I think those buttons don't get utilized as much.
You really don't.
So.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the camera, everybody's taking pictures all over the place. I mean, all the huts and all that stuff. Some very interesting stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. I haven't even thought to put the camera during.
Yeah, there's stuff in every hut that, you can take pictures of that reveals a little.
Oh, you something.
You do that.
Like, technically, it's scanning, right? Instead of, I don't think
you're. Yeah, you get to take pictures, which part of me does. I don't know. I would like to kind of take pictures. It does. I think that probably would be a little bit.
I think that'd be just like one more thing. Yeah.
It might be a little bit much. Like, you could also take pictures.
It already feels.
It's like, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it all. But I didn't have too many problems with the camera. I guess it was kind of a prank, just remembering that's like, it's.
Yeah,
it's R3.
Yeah,
I will say each button, no button is wasted. every button does have something.
Yeah, yeah. What about the the journal where where you have like the bug snacks you've caught, your map, about the different people that you met. Did you utilize that a lot? Like, I utilized it some with the bug snacks, especially when people would like ask me to find one and to kind of help me remember where certain bug snacks were, because there are different, for this listing, there are different areas to the map. And so sometimes I would kind of forget, like, okay, this one was here, and I would look and be like, oh no, it's in actually the other area.
I used it at times to help catch bug snacks, because it would give you some hints as to. But other times, like, it was just so vague that I'd have to go look up how to actually do it.
Yeah.
Oh. Some of
The one thing I like the journals and the bug snacks categories and all that. I wish they would, once you saw a certain bug, that and certain bugs only appear at certain times, that would be in the journal.
Like when you look at it back again, that it would say
only appears.
It does.
In the journal?
Yeah. If you look at the bugs themselves, it shows. Yeah. It says.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good then.
Yeah, it has a time when they're out.
Okay, that's good.
The other
It'd be more difficult if you didn't know what was there.
That I wish was, I don't know if more tactile would be the word, but the clues that you gather for Lisbert's disappearance. Like, I wish that there was more to them rather than just a picture and and a description. I understand that this isn't that type of game, but it's just like my adventure gaming mind just wants just a little step further than what
examine.
They examine
stuff closely and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah, they're very so I've not actually played this game, but I watched some playthroughs of it over the weekend, and they're very much like breadcrumbs until you get all of them, which is frustrating because you're like, you don't have the whole puzzle until you have the whole puzzle, but otherwise you're just kind of like, okay, this is a thing that's nice, I guess I have to remember it for later, and you do, but it's there in your journal, so it's not like you have to actually remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I don't want them. I'm fine with the clues the way they are. Just instinct with every kind of game like this is like, oh, I go in and I click X, you know, to see it. Like, I want to see it blown up, you know? Uh-huh. Just at least see, like, at least her journal pages. Just kind of blow it up a little bit more. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. It's a little nitpicky.
Look at it and turn over the paper and see for sure that it's blank on the other side and all that stuff.
Yeah, just like, I mean, I know it's like this one of those things, like, complain about with a bunch of other games. Not, like,
it's
an interactive piece of paper. I can't do anything. But
it's not that kind of puzzle game.
Yeah.
Like, the game wants your thinker to be used for, like, how do I need to capture these bug snacks? Not like, what is the correct formula to find Lisbert? Like, that's your end game, really.
I mean, wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know, I guess I just expect to just what they have, just blow it up a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
To look at it. Or like with the reel to reels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love having to put it into the projector first time. Like, maybe like want to view them again. I viewed them I haven't used the menu a whole lot. Like, I haven't looked at the Bugsnax stuff, like, at all.
No.
Really, now that I think about it.
How are you catching things?
Makes me think trial and error for the most part.
Okay.
but then I'm also thinking, maybe I'm not as far ahead as I thought I was. Because it's like,
how many areas? Well, I guess that'll be our next discussion point. How many areas are you in?
I mean, I was playing it for 3 hours. I was going like proper speed and everything. But I don't know. We'll figure it out later. But yeah, no, I kind of. There was a couple snacks that I had trouble with, but when I had got up, I pressed pause on the PlayStation 5, and I was reminded that this was technically one of the only PlayStation 5 launch games.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I completely actually haven't played a whole lot of PlayStation 5 games on my PlayStation 5. I forgot that one of the big things they promoted was these little help cards when you go to like the half menu thing.
Yeah.
And so like I pressed that, and then all of a sudden, I think the first time I used it was like for Crombos, get the cheese poofs, and it popped up, and I was like, oh, and so then I just clicked it. It shows a little video that it only had to show like 10 seconds of video for me to be like, okay, because he gave me the launch, all right, and then I catch the cheese poofs, cheese poes, whatever.
Cheese poofs.
But Yeah, like I think the menu screen I used the most was the one that shows the villagers, the grumpuses.
Oh, interesting.
I enjoyed rereading what I learned about them and like seeing like before you even talk to them, like once you're introduced to them, like it will show you in the corner who their least favorite people are already. It's so like,
yeah,
so, like I hadn't met Gumbo yet. The only thing I knew about it was Africa hates him. The passion. Because <You know? laughs> there's a little symbol that says hate. I enjoyed that aspect of it. And so like, I think that was probably the menu screen I looked at the most. And when I needed a hint on catching a book, I used the PlayStation 5 help card thing a couple times.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would just bring out the scanner camera, and you know, it kind of gives you one or two things of dialogue that sometimes help.
Interesting. Yeah. Very cool. How did y'all manage with the with the different tools, like with your bug catcher and your launcher?
It took me way too long to realize that I could pick up the launcher and move it.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I
had the toughest time figuring out that I'm not the one who's supposed to go on the launcher.
Oh, got it. No. I thought the same thing at first, was that I'm supposed to hurl myself across this canyon onto the windmills to loosen them up.
To make them.
And then three times of falling short, yeah.
I tried a few, about three times. I was like, this obviously isn't what I'm supposed to. And then, I noticed the rocks, and I was like, oh, okay.
And then I had the hardest time placing the rocks onto the launcher.
Yeah, they would roll.
Yeah, there was there wasn't a snap feature for it. Yeah.
And the biggest problem is it automatically would always place the rocks one way. Mm-hmm. So there was one spot where it's like the way the physics were, it was always instantly gonna roll off.
Yeah.
And so I'm just gonna have to move the launcher. Gosh. I think my biggest problem I had, which probably wasn't a problem. I'm doing it wrong, please let me know. When you have to switch between your equipment, it's like I wish, I'm guiding Sprout, his little ball. That it's like, okay, I gotta really quickly switch to the trap to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like, it's not a big deal because it's a radial menu and it pauses. And every time, it stresses me out.
Go
back to the cheese poof eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, the way you capture them is, at least the way I learned to capture it was, you stick the trap, you set the trap on the launcher, and then you just launch it from the launcher.
Yeah.
It was frustrating to have to go hit the launch and then immediately hit the radial button, switch to trap, and then hit the trap button. You know, it's like, I feel like.
Interesting.
I don't know. Did anyone else have problems with that?
It was a lot. There's not a quicker way. It's a lot, but I mean, I guess after a while you just get used. I just got used to it. I mean, the first few times of having to switch in between them was a little stress inducing. But I mean, I guess compared to the rest of the game, if that's the only thing that I'm stressing about, then I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
I can
handle these few seconds of stress because it doesn't get better. I mean, you might get more used to switching in between things, but there are times I believe that there are three different things you have to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got trying to catch the riblets.
Mm-hmm.
Plus it was just after I took a break and I came back to it like a day later. And so I'm forgetting all the buttons. So I'm luring the riblet and it's like I'm hitting the thing because I lured it with hot sauce and I'm like, or ketchup, I forget what it was, ketchup. Mm-hmm. And it's crawling right through the trap and the trap won't trigger. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I see that I'm on the other thing and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So and all the while a spud is, intermediately kicking my ass.
It's just trying to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's your problem, spud?
What?
One of the worst ones, the bopsicle.
Yes, the bopsicle.
Oh gosh.
Is that later on?
Oh, I haven't got there yet.
Okay. Well, get ready.
The kernels. Oh, they're horrible.
No.
They're horrible.
Not the pop ticks. The pop ticks are bad too. Popsicles are popsicles. And they function kind of like spuds, except that they freeze you as well.
So. Gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. The challenge. Yes.
I've finished the desert area and I did the ghost stories, and that's pretty much where I ended it.
That's where I ended. Okay.
I was just about to get into the ghost stories. I didn't finish the desert area yet.
Yeah,
I didn't catch the cheesy poofs.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you catch the cheesy poofs? You have to catch bopsicles for Crumbo, which I haven't seen bopsicles yet, so.
Yeah,
they're in the next section. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Woods. Okay, I took a glimpse into the woods, then I decided
into the woods.
Well, I was like, I'll wait till for that. I was like, I played 3 hours. I'll wait till the next week.
Just out of curiosity, I'm stumped on the barbecue burger in the desert because it's like. I know you're supposed to like work it like the burgers where you make them bop into each other and knock each other out, but there's not another barbecue burger that I can see.
Do you have to lure him down to the lower level?
Oh.
Yeah, I think he was one that liked hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing with this game. It's like, it's essentially just nothing but fetch quests, but...
I love it's it.
So challenging. It keeps you interested the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And it's essentially Pokemon, but yes. With food.
You know what?
With food.
Have any of you played Viva Pinata?
No.
No.
None of you have played Viva Pinata. Oh my god. Oh no.
Guess what we're playing next week, guys.
So Viva Pinata.
It is on Game Pass.
So Viva Pinata is it was made back in the early 2000s? I don't even know. And
it was one of Rare's first game working for Microsoft.
It was. I didn't know that. It's so much like it because, like, the animals now, Viva Pinata, of course, all the animals look like pinatas. So they, and you're tending this garden. And so, like, the trick is, it's like, these animals are wandering into your garden, but you have to tame them. You have to, like, do certain things to get them to stay in your garden. And all of the animals, like, they said their name as their, like, sound bite. Like in Bugsnax.
Like Pokemon.
Yeah.
In Bugsnax.
Like,
yeah.
There was a one that looked like a deer that was called a donut. And they also had names like that, too, called a donut. And it would be like, donut. And it would, like, so they would just, yeah. This is so, it's such a spiritual successor to that. But also mixed with, like, since you're, like, having to, like, capture them in something, it's a little bit of Pokemon, too. But, yeah, if you like this, and you can stand some, a little bit of jankiness from an old Xbox game, try Viva Pinata.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw this game announced, and I was just like, what? Then, like... Once I started seeing people play it, I was just like, "Oh, I get it," and then it just story, like the just the sound design of this game, just in general, all around, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All the voice acting, like you could, I feel like this is an independent game. They made most of the game, and then like Sony or whoever, like okay, we'll help you some money, and we'll help publish it. And they're like some voice actors. And it's just like, yeah, here's heard every single one of these voice actors somewhere else because they're all veterans in the industry.
I could have sworn I went for a bit. I had to look it up. It's the only one that I've really like noticed. But of course, the person I thought it was is not who it was. So those listening, don't get excited. But the person playing, who is the main guy, the mayor? What's his name? Yeah. Yeah. So I thought for a bit that was Elijah Wood. It's a very Elijah Wood sounding voice. And like, now that I've said it, listen to it. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the farmer there was the guy from 30 Rock for the longest time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds so much like him.
Mm-hmm. Wampus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought. For a bit, I thought it was Travis Willingham, but I was like, no. I mean, the only two I knew without a doubt was Gramble, because Gramble, I was immediately, oh yeah, that's Sam Riegel. I could hear Sam Riegel
wait, what?
Yeah, Gramble's Sam. Gramble, I'm just looking it up Sam now. Yeah.
What? Gramble's, oh my gosh. Sam Riegel.
Then,
goodness.
Then Befika
mm-hmm.
Was Cassandra Lee Morris, who she plays Morgana in Persona 5, and she's also in newest Fire Emblem. Like, I was like, aha. I thought Philbo was somebody else, but I looked him up, and it's. Is like I got confused because I was confusing him with another Persona 5 character. He wasn't that character, but the voice actor did voice a main character in Persona 5, so I feel like I still get a point.
Sure. I mean, here where points matter, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. But it just, I don't know, all of it, it's just the sound design, and also back to the PS5 thing, the PS5 has the whole, like, Rumble technology, and it does. It does surprisingly a lot in bug stacks. Like every time it's raining, mm-hmm. like you feel it in the controller.
Aww, that's so nice.
And like with the thunder rumbles, it modulates with it. And then something that's easy to forget until I play a non PS5 game is the adaptive triggers.
Yes.
Is like for certain traps, they're harder to like push down, like just a little more tactile for like some of the heavier things, or it's just like it's so pleasant,
and especially with springing the trap too, with the adapter.
Oh, yeah,
it's so much satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
Nice. Looks at empty wallet.
when you catch the bugs, their voice comes over the controller.
Yes, that scared me. It actually scared me the first time.
I haven't noticed that. I've been wearing headphones the whole time. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, so like the first time that it happened, I was like, yeah, because I felt, and that's another thing, like catching these bugs, I feel so freaking accomplished with my life. Like, I'm just like, yes, I got one. And especially like, you know, because I haven't looked up anything, like I've caught them all organically or with whatever the game gives me. And like, it's so nice. And then like with the first one that I caught, I was like in elation because I caught this bug and it was like, yes, awesome. That worked so well. And then like, as I'm like elating to myself by myself in my room in front of my computer, the little voice came over. I was like, whoa. Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how it's like that's also like the really clear soundbite you get of the, like, you know, because the whole time they're just like, you know, but then when you capture it, it's just like drabby, you know. Yeah. It's just like, and you're like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had to hold the controller up to my ear the first couple of times because I just wanted to make sure that my speakers weren't going crazy, or if I was...
I've
been playing with headphones on.
You thought that was the better experience, but...
But I mean, I do hear them when they say their name, but it's like almost like an ASMR version. It's like...
Unger.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's as far as, like, mechanics kind of go. That's about it. I'm really digging the slingshot, and collecting the plants, which are condiments.
I
never thought until I started playing this game, it's like, how like magical would life be if you could just get like a chocolate packet off an ever-growing plant?
That would be disastrous. Actually,
it responds regrows every
like minute.
Even with the ketchup and the hot sauce or ranch, like you don't even have to worry about it. I know ketchup comes from plants, you know.
but not already in bottles, right?
So like Heinz little packet, and you're good to go.
I would be slightly afraid if plants started growing plastic, but besides that,
it'd be a wonderful environmentally friendly
horror setting is that plants just started growing plastic everywhere and just started taking over everything.
Back to the
game, right? Game. Yes. So, what were so far in these first few hours? Do you have a favorite character or favorite bug snacks in the game so far?
Character, it's close. Philbo, because he tries so hard.
He really does.
He does.
And I kind of like the. Well, I like both of them, but it's they're at war. Granbull and Willibum or
Wombus.
Wombus, yeah.
Wombus. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, it's like. One of my favorite moments is when you get Granbull back and like instantly, you know, yeah, you right see them fighting it. And then you realize, oh, they're like the stereotypical neighbors that can't stand each other.
Yes.
And I love just like the whole like I know it's only going to get deeper because that's what I've heard about this game. That's why I use this game. Last year during our game chat discussion, like suggestion thing, but like the emotional like connections between characters is why this game is so. Oh, so I know it's only gonna get more, but it's like I love the whole like. Yes, they're doing the whole stereotypical neighbors that hate each other a bit, but it's just like with Granbull's whole thing. It's like, oh, he loves bug snacks, not as food, just as creatures, you know. But then. You start thinking about like that has far-reaching issues, and then you start like dealing with like Wiggle and her whole relationship with Granbull, and you're like, Wiggle's totally eating his pets.
Using him.
What? Yes. It's just like and like Wiggle's just like almost like, is this, are you like a bug snackaholic? Is that what this is leading to, Wiggle? Because I feel like you have a problem, Wiggle. I think at first I was like, Wiggles gonna get on my nerves. Like, Wiggles so obnoxious, but I love Wiggles. I love Wiggle breaking out into songs with a banjo. I love that too much. I mean, I love them all, but I think Wiggle right now, Wiggle's my favorite, and I love how Wiggle has, like, shortest, stubbiest little arms, but is the tallest one. And when I fed Wiggle the pop snacks, the Pop-Tix, I thought it'd be funny, and so I made the popcorn both her arms. Now it looks like she has no arms.
Oh, gosh.
It's just popcorn. So yeah. During the campfire scene where she's singing, it's just like popcorn, like...
Yeah.
Barely hanging on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little freaky that, you know, I mean, a little freaky that whatever turns into, you know, when they eat the bug snacks and you choose what limb turns into the snack, a little freaky that that never goes away, but whatever.
And that they're still... I'm wondering if that's going to become a thing, like, later on in the story, but I've been wondering, like,
why
is this mechanic here? Why is the mechanic here? Why did we need to have their limbs
turned
into...
Yeah. And they're so happy about it. They're so happy to have their limbs turned into strawberries. And it's like, no, don't you see? Don't you see? This will never go away. Like, yes. I understand that you want your teeth to be Oreos, but it can't. We can't undo this.
Well, I mean, I imagine
that was the weirdest one.
I imagine it has to, like, fade away at some point. It's like they had been eating bug snacks for a long time before you got there, and they were normal when you got there. So,
well, they hadn't been eating bug snacks for a long time when you got there.
Yeah, so it wears off eventually. Because
Lisbert had been gone for a while, so they were all gone.
But, I don't know. Dude, Philbo, you have strawberries for hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that not freak you out? Or with Triffany, you know, I just made riblets I gave her. I made it her legs.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying looking.
I know.
I think you could feed them again. I don't know if you could change an existing limb.
I think you can. It's going to have to happen because Crumbo asked for bopsicles so he could have ice feet get around the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
And I already turned his feet into Cheetos. So.
Whoops.
But I don't know that whole thing. That's like the one thing with this. This game's weird, obviously, but I'm just like, could it? Or you had these funny Muppet creatures. You had these bug snacks. But I don't.
Yeah.
But. And, even Triffany's line, when you, like, feed her the riblets, she's like, oh, it's not actually a bone. It's all just squishy inside. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's like when they start, like, talking in depth about bug stack physiology.
Sure.
Part of me is like, is it Eldritch Horror? and then you notice how many skeletons there are in this game?
A lot.
Or just the fact Triffany always just has a severed arm in her hand. I love
Triffany's my favorite for that.
And
she's like this precious Midwestern mom Andy. I love
her accent.
And then she's always like waving a dead limb around. Talking about crazy things that the ancient civilization of Grumpuses did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
All right, get back to the original question. My favorite bug snack? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think just for the pun wise, scorpion, jalapeno scorpion.
Oh, God, I hate them.
mean, like, gameplay wise, for their painted, I haven't caught one yet, but it just for the pun alone, because I like jalapenos, I'm like you.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah, there are so many good ones, and I have to think of which ones y'all have seen that since I've had to play ahead. Oh my goodness.
Did catch a glimpse of what is it, like a cookie? It was like an Oreo.
Yeah,
that's just that's like running like all over the place.
That's actually like one of my favorites. Like, I mean, they're not that hard, but it's one of my favorites. But yeah, just adorable, so adorable. I love the Sandipede. That one's tough.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to break
you'll,
them up.
You'll have to later, but
okay.
Yeah, that's where I stopped.
For this playthrough, yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Sandipede, which ones are the... Oh.
That's the sandwich. The sub, yeah.
The sandwich.
You have to break them up to catch them.
Yeah, I guess.
It's sad.
Yeah, you gotta break up the band. Oh, the hot dogs. That's probably one of my favorites, too. The weenie worm.
What are they called? Yeah. Weenie worm,
yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and the other one, it's like with, I forget what it says.
The shy weenie worm.
The shy weenie. Ketchup,
Chicago style hot dog.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
that
with all the toppings.
That were in the burial chamber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Who knew? Yeah. They are so adorable. I'm just going through them right now.
I love that there's variations. Like when I first found that it was like the pink Strabby.
Yeah, and then the white one.
Or the white Strabby, you know, or like I just hold the cheese poofs.
Yes, cheese poofs.
Like there's the white cheddar cheese poofs only come out at night. Mm-hmm. Just like,
apparently they're claiming hot cheese poof too.
Oh yes. Really?
Of course there is. Yes,
there are.
I
also really like, and some of you might not have reached it yet, in the forest, the Charmeleon, which is a s'more firefly.
Oh, mm-hmm. I saw the evidence mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. The flies leave little evidence piles.
And I
was like, oh, there's a s'more thing here, because yes. There was graham crackers and marshmallows on the puddle.
Also, they are difficult, but I do find the bobsicles fun. Very difficult, though, but
bobsicle,
and then you have to like punch yourself out of, which is really cool, because if you get caught in the ice, like the sound kind of like starts like deafening and the music slows down, mm-hmm. so it's very terrifying actually. Get me out of here.
Feel like you're freezing to death.
Yeah.
Did everybody watch both video reels so far that you found?
Yes.
Yes.
I had one thought, and that was for, and I mean, this looks, feels like a, you know, game targeted for kids and stuff, you know, or would be very good targeting, for, you know, for younger, just that scene, that second scene with, what's her name? The
Bert and Lisbert. Agabelle.
Yeah. That was a little like, ooh, this is a little much, you know? Depression wise, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's only going to get worse from that, because, like,
yeah,
you hear some of the, like, well, Trifidies and Wumbus, like, their whole thing is, like, this is full, like, no, the one that made me drop that, I was like, whoa, that's harsh, was
Grandpa.
At the party?
Yeah.
Someone does like a really low blow
on Wampus, yeah. About Scramble, yeah.
That
your wife left you because, yeah.
And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some definitely adult feelings in this video game. I don't know though. I mean,
yeah, I think a kid would still fight, but it's like when you watch some like in movies nowadays, you're just like, oh, that's a lot darker than I thought.
Yeah.
You know, like earlier in the general chat on our Discord, you know, I shared a Hunchback of Notre Dame like gif as a joke or something. That's one of those movies that's like you watch now and you're like, this is a kid's movie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's a lot happening here.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, any speculation of what happened to Lisbert and Agabelle?
I was thinking about that, and I was laughingly thinking to myself, they got fed up with everybody else's drama and just decided to bug out.
That's my optimistic answer, too, is that like they compromised and just left, because you know, Agabelle doesn't want Lisbert hurting himself, like, adventuring. Right? Lisbert still wants to find the mysteries of whatever. Or I hope there's a happy ending kind of thing, and it's not like what Triffany's dark outlook was, where Triffany was just like, everyone falls into crevice or something out here.
Yes, they're dead. They're dead.
Are you foreshadowing? Yeah.
I'm also wondering, cause, like, we already got hints from, like, your boss at the very beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Told you that, like, Lisbert's a has-been and everything. Then what was interesting was in Gramble's interview, he changes the subject, but he basically says that Lisbert couldn't find something on her adventures because she always wanted to bring a Bugstack back for Agabelle. Mm-hmm. He'd sometimes come to Gramble and expect Gramble would give
one of his children
little feed ones. To Agabelle.
Yeah.
And like, that's
dark, man.
That's I feel like there's that hints at something a whole lot darker going on. Lisbert trying like too hard to impress Agabelle when Agabelle's just, you know, already accepts Lisbert, so why are you trying to, yeah, or something? I don't know. Or I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they aren't dead. I don't know. This game could go anywhere.
Yeah.
This game keeps reminding me of, even though it's different, completely different tonally and mechanics-wise, I keep getting reminded of Call of the Sea, because it's an island game, and it's a mystery, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of the same color scheme.
Yeah, it does.
Same Elder Tor vibe.
Also has some Elder Tor vibe, and that's where my money is for where this is going to end up. Somehow, somewhere, the Queen of the Bug Snacks is going to...
Yeah.
I love how
make her wish
we haven't got a good shot of the Queen of Bug Snacks yet, but just from the opening cutscene and from, like, the cave paintings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a moth pizza. Mm-hmm. Some play off mozzarella. I just hope it's a Pizza Mothra.
Pizza Mothra.
I'm so, like, excited to, like, face it or whatever.
That'd be great.
Has anybody done any side quests for anybody?
Well, I've done all the side quests I come across.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Although Bifika's kind of tough with her eavesdropping on everybody.
Yes. Bifika.
I love how you're her bestie. She's like,
from the beginning, like, it was just like, soon as you do that first thing where she was like, bestie, and you're like, I don't know if I want to be your bestie, but okay.
Or would you pick up her? Did you pick up her diary?
Or try to? Yeah.
You can actually pick it up, and it'll go in your inventory.
Oh, really?
It'll be like, and like after she moves back into the town. You go back to the cave, you can pick it up, and it'll be like, she'll have a little note saying, like, haha, nice try. This is a fake one. Keep on those skills. Help me out, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sneaking around, taking things.
So, brings up a good thing, because I did Bevica's side quest and I spied on Wombus and his
actress wife. I thought of you immediately.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Nobody listens to this podcast will understand. spying, by doing that, you get Bevica back, but then. Okay, well. So, okay, you have to do that quest in order to get Bevica back.
You have to do that
one. So never mind. Because I was like, that's what said the cactus thing to get Trifidy back.
Right.
But you're right. Now that I think about it, it's like, no, Bevica had to have gotten in back into the village, the town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that cutscene, because you don't get in the desert until...
until she comes.
Bevica gets angry and goes and...
yeah.
Rage destroys the cactuses.
But there's other... like, are you doing the ones where you can, donate...
yes.
Bug snacks so that you can get a bigger inventory? And then are you going to pet all the bug snacks?
Oh, I haven't.
I haven't. I didn't know I could pet them.
Go into the corral and you can pet all the bug snacks.
Yeah, I've been donating... yeah. Tons of bugs, because I haven't fed, I only like feed bugs next to the people that like ask for it.
Yeah,
for the most part. And so it's like, I'm like, I need to have inventory space.
Yeah,
hey, here you go, Gramble.
I don't know when. I think it was part of the welcome back party. Maybe it wasn't, but Bilbo asked if you want a bug snack.
Yes,
If you eat the bug snacks, you turn green, and the next thing you know, you're in the toilet.
You're allergic to, you're allergic to them.
Which I, it totally, like, fits the character and everything, but I just, like, the idea that when you're doing that, you're on the toilet, and your character's, like, have an allergic reaction to bug snacks or anything, and Philbo just opens the door and, like, okay, buddy, all right. I didn't know that was going to happen. It's just like... well, it totally seems like the kind of person that would just
open the door. Like,
okay. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave you be. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Something thrown at him.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that y'all want to cover for this? The 3 hours of bug snacks. All right. Okay. Well, play another 3-ish hours of bug snacks. And that's what we're talking about next week. It is going to be a 3-weeker because I've played a little over, I don't know, probably like 6 hours and 45 minutes and still, haven't gotten...
oh,
haven't beat it. So, well, I mean, all total. So, like, I've played about 6 hours and 45 minutes total and haven't gotten towards the end. Well, I mean, you know, it's getting closer, I can tell. But, so definitely a 3-weeker. So play another 3-ish hours and we'll talk about it next week and see what happened. Our next game after, like, again, we'll have Bucks next week and the week after. So that would be like the 27th will be our last chat about Bugsnax. And then on the 3rd, we start talking about Elsinore will be our next game. So if you want more game chat, you can find us over on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under the Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us over on Twitter at @the_game_chat, or leave us a review or follow us on Facebook under Game Chat. Wow, I got completely off of my script there. Leave us a review or a question or a topic for a current game, and we might just read on the show. You can email us those at chatwithus@thegamechat.net or email us adorable pictures of dogs or bug snacks at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. So come back next week where we're continuing our chat about bug snacks. So until then, thanks for listening, and we'll chat you later. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.